He will now detail the different grades of people in terms of istislam, like why does one do istislam, and people do it for different reasons, and depending on with what frame of mind one gives oneself up, one is at different levels. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. فسبحان المدبر الحكيم وأف لعبد لا يشهد حسن تدبير الله إلا إذا انكشفت له العواقب وليس هذا من مقام أهل الخصوص في شيء لأن أهل الفهم عن الله شهدوا حسن تدبير الله قبل أن ينكشف لهم العواقب وفي ذلك وهم في ذلك على أقسام ومراتب. He says, how great is the one who organizes wisely, and how bad is the servant who cannot see the beauty of the organization of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except after the results are disclosed. And this is not the maqam of the people of special closeness to him, Ahlul Khusus. They see his good management even before they can see the end results. Like this person in the story, he didn't see more than other people saw. He saw that the cock died and the donkey died and so on. But he had reliance. So without seeing that there was going to come some benefit out of it, he trusted Allah, he trusted this to be something good coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas normal people, only when they see the end result in this case that his family was saved from their lives were saved from the hands of the robbers, then the people acknowledge. But his family before that, they weren't easy about his taslim. So this means that he was at quite a different level than his family. وهم في ذلك على أقسام ومراتب. People are different levels in this respect. Then comes a chapter entitled أقسام الناس ومراتبهم في الاستسلام. The different levels of istislam that people can have. فمنهم, he's now going to give us three, or rather four, different attitudes of istislam and what motivates a person to have the istislam. فمنه من حسن ظنه بالله فاستسلم له لما عوده من جميل صنعه وبدود لطفه. The first time is the type of person who surrenders because he is used to Allah's good actions towards him and the presence of his lutf. That was the first type. So it's like in the qasida, أتيناك بالفقر يا ذا الغنى فأنت الذي لم تزل محصنا فعودتنا. Can someone help? I forgot the lines. We come to you, we are people of faqr, we don't have anything. We come to you who is rich because you are always good to us and you give us what we are used to receiving from you. So this is the type of people that are used to receiving, like we live in opulence in the West, like we are used to receiving those things. It's not difficult for us to rely upon those things coming tomorrow as well because we are used to that. That's one type of Islam. فمنهم, the second type. والثاني, فمنهم من حسن ظنه بالله علما منه أن الاهتمام والتدبير والمنازعة لا تدفع عنه ما قدر عليه ولا يجلب له ما لم يقسم له. The second one is people who have realized they have a good opinion of Allah and they don't worry much. The reason for this being that they have realized that they don't really influence the Qadr, so they can make a lot of efforts. They will never get anything that was not decreed for them, and they will never attract anything that was not decreed for them, and they can never push away something that was. And this level is possible to some extent even for people who don't even believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they realize that there's a limit to what one can do. So knowing that, then one doesn't put efforts in doing things that one is not able to manage. This level of istislam is the second one. Then the third one. ومنه من أحسن الظن بالله بالله تعالى لقوله عليه الصلاة والسلام والسلام حاكيا عن ربه أن عند حسن ظن عبدي بي. There are some people then who have a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, expect him to take care of things. And this is because of the hadith Qudsi that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told us, أَنَا عِنَّ حُسْنِ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, I am to my servant according to his good opinion of me. So what if he expects good things from me, that is what I will give him. If he expects something good from me, then I will give it to him. فَكَانَ مُتَعَاطِيًا بِحُسْنِ ظَنِّ بِاللَّهِ وَأَسْبَابِهِ رَدَاءً أَنْ يُعَامَلَ بِمِثْلِ ذَلِكَ. So he is submitting to Allah and having a good opinion of him because he wants to get the same thing back. فَيَكُونَ اللَّهَ لَهُ عِنَّ ظَنِّهِ, and Allah will be as he expects in his good opinion. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلَ الْمِنَنِ إِذْ كَانَ عِنَّ ظُنُونِهِمْ. This good opinion of Allah is also corroborated in the ayah, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْقُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you, He doesn't want hardship. So these were the three, and now here he says the fourth, which is the high maqam. He says, وَأَرْفَعُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَرَاتِبِ كُلِّهَا. So higher than all these three maqams is the following. وَأَرْفَعُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَرَاتِبِ كُلِّهَا الْإِسْتِسْلَامُ إِلَهُ بِمَا يَسْتَحَقُّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ لَا لِأَمْرٍ يَعُودُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ. The highest maqam, higher than all these, is to have istislam, submission, and tafwid, surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, simply because that is what he is, that is his right. يستحق الحق من ذلك بما يستحقه الحق من ذلك, because of what Allah is entitled to, not for any benefit that comes back to the, if you look at all the three previous ones, it's saying you're expecting something back. The first one is not because you're expecting something back, but simply because this is the station of Allah, this is his right, this is your maqam in front of him. And then he goes back to explain about the first one. The first one was the people who have istislam because they are used to that. They are used to seeing that they get things, so they rely upon it. فَإِنَّ الْمَرَاتِبَ الْأُولَى لَنْ يُخْرَجِ الْعَبْدَ مِنَ الرِّقِّ الْعِلَلِ. The previous three, all of them are bound to some reason that goes back to the servants. The first one, إِذْ مَنْ إِسْتَسْلَمَ لَهُ بِحُسْنِ عَوَائِدِهِ فَائِدِهِ فَاسْتِسْلَامُهُ مَعْلُولٌ بِعَوَائِدِ الْأَلْطَافِ السَّابِقَةِ فَلَوْ لَمْ تَكُنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ إِسْتِسْلَامُهُ. The first one has istislam because he counts upon Allah, because he has seen those minan before. And what if those gifts cease, then maybe we wouldn't have any istislam. And the second, والثاني أيضا كذلك لأن ترك التدبير مع الله لكونه لا يجدي شيئا ليس هو ترك لأجل الله, لأن هذا العبد لو علم أن تدبيره يجدي شيئا لعله كان غير تارك للتدبير. The second one is the one who didn't organize anything because he realized that he doesn't command things in Qadr. And he says that if he doesn't organize simply because he doesn't see that there's any point, then maybe that ability to actually foresee and organize things, then maybe he wouldn't stop organizing. Then the third one, وَأَمَّا الَّذِي اسْتَسْلَمَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَحَسَّنَ ظَنَّهُ بِهِ لِيَكُونَ لَهُ عِنْدَ ظَنِّهِ فَهُوَ إِنَّمَا يَسْخَى إِلَى حَوِّ نَفْسِهِ مُشْفِقًا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَفُوتَهَا الْفَضْلُ بِعُدُولِهِ عَنِ الْاِسْتِسْلَامِ وَحُسْنِ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ. And the third one is also acting simply in his self-benefit, because he's afraid that if he doesn't have a good opinion of Allah, then he will miss out on something that is of benefit for him. So all these three cases are things that just go back to the abd. Now the fourth one, which is the maqam of the people of higher levels, وَمَنْ إِسْتَسْلَمَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَحَسَّنَ ظَنَّهُ بِهِ لِمَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ غَظَمَةِ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ وَنُعُوتِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ فَهَذَا هُوَ الْعَبْدُ الَّذِي دَلَّ عَلَى حَقِيقَةِ الْأَمْرِ. The fourth one is the one who has a good opinion of Allah simply because that is in pair with his status of ilahiyya, his being Allah, his lordship. The one who has a good opinion of Allah simply out of acknowledgement of his maqam, of his status. فهذا هو العبد. This is a servant. فهذا هو العبد الذي دل على حقيقة الأمر. He is the one who is leading to the actual core of the issue. فحري أن يكون هذا من الذين قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فيهم إن لله عبادا التسبيحة الواحدة منه مثل جبل أحد. And these kind of people are those who may be described by the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah has servants, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا التَّسْبِيحَةُ الْوَاحِدَةُ مِنْهُمْ مِثْلُ جَبَلِ أُحُدٍ. One single tasbih of theirs is like the mountain of Uhud. فَلَقَدْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى الْعِبَادَ أَجْمَعَ عَلَى إِخَاطِ التَّدْبِيرِ مَعَهُ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. The people, Allah has made a contract with the people who drop their self-management. And this was done before our actual existence. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. The ayah. And he took the sons, the progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, from his loins, and he made them witness when he asked them, am I not your Lord? And they said, yes. لِأَنَّ إِقْرَارَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُ رَبُّهُمْ يستلزم ذلك إسقاط التدبير معه. At that time, people confirmed that Allah is the Lord, and that has as a logical consequence that one doesn't try to manage something by oneself. فهذه مقاعدة كانت قبل أن تكون النفس التي هي محل الاضطراب المدبرة مع الله تعالى. All this took place when the nafs, when the soul was in non-existence, and she was not in a position of any kind of organization. ولو بقي العبد على تلك الحالة الأولى التي هي كشف الغطاء التي هي كشف الغطاء وما أمكنه أن يدبر مع الله. فلما أسفل الحجاب وقع التدبير والاضطراب. If the soul had remained on this original state, in this original stage, it would never be able to organize anything by itself. And then in that state, it was in a state of where the coverings were withdrawn. So the soul was seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that state. Now in the state we are in this life, we are in a state of sadlul hijab. فَلَمَّا أَسْتَلَ الْحِجَابِ. The veil was let down, the curtain was let down. So we don't see things upon their true things. And in that state, then we think that we need to manage things. فَوَقَعَ التَّدْبِيرُ وَالِاضْطِرَابِ. So in that state, the organization began, and the اضطراب, being worried about things. فَلِأَجَلِ ذَلِكَ أَهْلُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ بِاللَّهِ مُشَاهِدُونَ لِأَسْرَارِ الْمَلَكُوتِ لَا تَدْبِيرَ لَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. إذ وجود المواجهة أبالهم ذلك وفسخ عزائم تدبيرهم. And therefore, the people of Ma'arifa, who are witnessing the secrets of his dominion, they cannot have any organization by the side of Allah. And this is because they are وجود المواجهة. They are seeing him in front of them. And this prevents them from making their own decisions. وَكَيْفَ يُدَبِّرُ مَعَ اللَّهِ عَبْدٌ هُوَ فِي حَضْرَتِهِ وَمُشَاهِدٌ لِكِبْرِيَاءِ عَظَمَتِهِ. And how can a servant who is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is witnessing his greatness, how can he try to make his own decisions? I'll stop there, inshallah, the translation will come.
The top of page 30. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The servant does not witness the excellence of the tadbir of Allah Azza wa Jal except after the outcome of a situation is revealed to him. As for the elect of the servants of Allah, those who understand by Allah Azza wa Jal, they witness firsthand the excellence of the tadbir of Allah before the end of the situation. And they occupy varying groups and stages in regards to that witnessing. Of them are those who made the opinion of Allah Azza wa Jal beautiful and good. So they submitted fully to him when he made them used to the beauty of his dealings and existence of mercy and kindness. Of them are those who made the opinion of Allah Azza wa Jal beautiful and praised that their zeal, tadbir, or contesting the divine will did not prevent what was decreed for coming to them, and did not bring to them what was not already allotted for them. Of them are those who perfected their opinion of Allah Azza wa Jal due to saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and with my servant according to his opinion of me. So if they had a good opinion of him, he would be good to them according to their opinion of him. And Allah Azza wa Jal has made the way to his bounties and grants easy for the believers, since he was with them according to the opinion they had of him, namely that he is generous. He said, Allah Azza wa Jal desires for you ease and does not desire for you any hardship. And the stage which is most exalted than all of these stages is the complete submission, selfless, utter surrender and commitment to him, only because the real deserves that and it is his right, and not because of any motive or reason originating from the slave. As for the first group, they are not freed from indulgence in entertaining their wishes, in that they only submit sincerely when he first treats them kindly, since that is what they are used to. So their submission is dependent upon his prior giving, and if that is not the case, they will not submit fully. The second group is similar, since leaving tadbir will Allah Azza wa Jal only because you are unable to have an influence in causing things to happen, does not mean you are leaving it for Allah. For if this servant knew that his tadbir could cause something to take place, then he would not abandon it. As for the one who submits to Allah Azza wa Jal and perfects his opinion of him as his opinion dictates, he's only striving for his own selfish desires, looking after his own portions, fearing for it lest he not arrive at what he wants. As for the one who surrenders to Allah and perfects his opinion of Allah due to the immensity of his divinity and the qualities of his lordship, then this is the servant who has truly hit the mark. It is more appropriate that these are the ones referred to when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, Allah has servants whose one glorification of Allah is weightier than the mountain of Uhud. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has entered into a covenant with all of his servants that they seize all tadbir with him, as he said, and your Lord took forth from the children of Adam, from their loins, their seeds or essences, and made them witness concerning themselves, saying, am I not your Lord? And they answered, yes indeed, we witness. Their agreeing that he is their Lord, Rabb, calls for their abandoning and seizing of their own tadbir with him. And this contract was before the creation of themselves, which are the places of agitation and which contend with Allah Azza wa Jal in tadbir. Had the servant remained in that previous state, which is the unveiling of the covering and being in the divine presence, it would be impossible for him to have any tadbir for himself alongside of Allah Azza wa Jal. When the veil was lowered, agitation and tadbir came to be. For that reason, the people of direct gnosis of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who contemplate the secrets of the spiritual dominion, malakut, have no tadbir with Allah Azza wa Jal for themselves. Their being face to face with Allah utterly destroyed the resolutions of their tadbir. And how could a servant in the presence of Allah have any tadbir with Allah when he witnesses the tremendous greatness and immense majesty of Allah Azza wa Jalla?